Welcome to Nutrition Nuts, where we discuss the latest nutrition breakthroughs, supplements, and wellness choices with leaders in the natural products industry, health practitioners, and research scientists. I'm your host, Jim Wilkes, certified nutritionist. Thanks to our main sponsor, HollyHillVitamins.com, the place for great selection, service, and prices. Check out their extensive wellness library for updated science-based info. Well, welcome to Nutrition Nuts, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Wilk. Thanks again for joining us today. Interesting show today. I know I say that a lot, but I got a celebrity on, Jordan Rubin. I don't know how many people have seen him on TVs, on a lot of, I guess, infomercials, but it's not just selling product. It's about lifestyle and health in general. He's just a great, he's a pioneer. He really is. He started it all. He's an amazing gentleman, been on my old radio show. I haven't talked to him in a long time, so I'm glad he's joining us today. He is probably one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He's the New York Times bestselling author of The Maker's Diet and about 30 additional ones that take too long to talk about, but we're going to be talking about his most recent book, The Probiotic Diet, The Gut Transformation. So that should be interesting. If you don't know Jordan, he, along with Dr. Josh Axe, created Ancient Nutrition in 2016. They also direct and operate the Ancient Nutrition Center for Regenerative Agriculture, as well as the 4,000-acre Beyond Organic Ranch in Heal the Planet Farm. How's that for a title? I'm going to has that on the sign out there. And they launched the Ranch Projects. That's an acronym, R-A-N-C-H. We'll talk about that. And we'll be discussing regenerative farming. I think that's the up-and-coming thing. I think a lot of people are still not aware of it. I think it goes a little beyond organic and very, very interesting. I think it's important for the continuation of our planet, so to speak. We'll be discussing collagen. Ancient nutrition is one of the front runners for collagen products, and something I've been taking. And I've been using Jordan's for a while now, and he also kind of helped instigate the whole bone broth revolution there. We'll be discussing soil-based probiotics, a little bit different than your average probiotic that's out there. Alive and Activia, those types of products. So very interesting, a little different. And organ supplementation. I'm a big fan of organ meat, and a lot of these companies now have found ways of drying it and putting it into a capsule form so you don't have to have that yuck mentality about it. That's like a lot of people do. You know, I enjoy my liver, but on the run there, taking it in a few different supplement forms, capsule forms, it's very convenient and tasteless. So you should, much like I am. So we'll be discussing that too. first, a little news. A few weeks ago, I was talking about vitamin D, some of the studies being done in there, and I keep getting stuff from different journals, and it's still in the news. It's amazing. You know, I remember talking about vitamin D a few years ago, and still new things are coming out about it. So I just wanted to share a couple with you. First of all, this was this is from the Annals of Internal Medicine this year. This is a new review of three clinical trials reveal that supplementing with vitamin D reduces chances for developing type 2 diabetes in those with prediabetes. And you know, we did a show on sugar a couple of months ago about the pandemic, I would call it, out there of diabetes and prediabetes. It's becoming such a widespread problem out there. All the sugar in our food and the high carbohydrate diets that people have. It's something you have to watch for. I know it runs in my family. So the studies covered about 5,000 participants who took a placebo or either 20,000 units of vitamin D weekly. They also took 4,000, another group, 4,000 IUs of vitamin D daily, or a synthetic vitamin D analog. And compared to the placebo, chances for diabetes decrease an average of 15% for all the vitamin D groups. Over 3 years of follow-up, which I like that time period, those who maintained a vitamin D levels of at least 50 nanograms per milliliter of blood were 76% less likely to develop diabetes compared to those whose vitamin D levels were 20 to 29. So again, get your D's corrected, or at least tested and then corrected. It's again, out in the sun is important. If you can't get out there for a period of time, then definitely taking a supplement there. The other article on vitamin D, this was from BMC, I think it's Biomed Central Geriatrics Journal. I think it was just this past year. The benefits of correcting and maintaining vitamin D deficiency accrue even in older age. The participants included 1,300 individuals in the Chinese Longitudinal and Health Longevity Survey, ages 60 to 113. I wonder who that guy was. Their serum vitamin D levels were measured in 2012 and 2014. Mortality data was collected in 2018. Deficient vitamin D levels were detected among 67.5% of the participants in 2012 and 68.4% in 2014. They talked about the how many deaths occurred, the follow-up on those things. Basically, those people, the people who were deficient in D had more than twice the mortality risk than those who maintain higher levels. Very interesting. So really, especially with older individuals, you really have to address these vitamin D deficiencies. The editor's note to the article, the greatest benefit associated with improved vitamin D status was found among women and those people who were 80 years of age or older. That's they call the oldest old, right? So again, get some sun on you, get some vitamin D in you, get your levels checked, can make a big difference. All right. Without further ado, here's my friend, Jordan Rubin. Mr. Jordan Rubin, thank you, Jordan. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a while, and I miss our conversations. I always learning something new every time I speak with you, and I'm sure today's not going to be an exception there. So I'm calling you you're in Tennessee right now, correct?
Yes, I'm in Tennessee, outside of Nashville, middle Tennessee.
Great. And the company Ancient Nutrition is based there now, right?
We are, yeah. We started out in Franklin, Tennessee as a result of two companies joining forces, Ancient Nutrition, which we actually started in California, and the Dr. Axe company, which was here in Franklin. And in somewhere towards the end of 2016, we started working together. And from the beginning of 2017, we became one company. But the actual Ancient Nutrition brand launched in May of 2016. So we're coming up on 7 years.
Wow. And boy, how did you know? How did you know? Well, that's a silly question because you seem to be always ahead of the game there. That collagen was become like the primary or the secondary component in the health food industry. I know you guys were really into the bone broth in the beginning. Did you have an inkling? Is there something there that said this is the way we should go?
To deliver bone broth in a form that people could easily consume that would make a difference in their overall health. Clearly, one of the main benefits or ingredients that are beneficial in bone broth is collagen. And so Ancient Nutrition started as a way to deliver superfood ingredients without the hassle, the mess, and the challenges of preparing them. And so we knew from the beginning, at least I did, that this bone broth protein was making a difference in my own health. I had a knee injury that was very stubborn and somewhat debilitating. And I started making homemade bone broth, or at least I tried to, but when you're on crutches, that's difficult. And then I found an organic source that had just come on the market, and I was consuming, it was in bags at the time. I was consuming 2 bags, 24 ounces each. It was great because there's 48 ounces of bone broth. But when I started to get better and traveled, I couldn't find that brand, couldn't make bone broth. And we were already working with a dried bone broth extract in a formulation that we now know as multi-collagen protein. And so I basically took a large sample from the lab, began to consume it in room temperature, cool water, and saw great results, either the same or better than consuming the organic, long-time cooked bone broth. And it was amazing. And I asked the team to send me an analysis of the ingredient, and it turned out it was over 90% protein, primarily coming from collagen with some glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid. And the idea at that point, which was January of 2016, the idea for bone broth protein was born, and it became a category or a subcategory unto itself. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I was working to create a collagen formula for my friend and protege, Dr. Josh Axe, who had a very powerful online social media presence. And we decided, since the body has dozens of collagen types, that instead of creating a collagen that is simply from one animal, one body part, and a couple of collagen types, what if we created the multivitamin of collagen? And so that simultaneously multi-collagen protein was born. And today the collagen industry has become absolutely massive. But I think, Jim, you and I remember back in the day, early days of health food stores, when gelatin, Bernard Jensen, other brands, it was a popular product. And so, you know, kind of what's old is new again. Mm-hmm. But I do believe the technology today with hydrolyzing the gelatin into collagen peptides has some great benefits. And for us at Ancient Nutrition, we decided in creating this multivitamin of collagen, we wanted to have 10 types of collagen from 4 food sources backed by multiple clinical studies in our key ingredient. And we created a very differentiated product from what's out there. So if your body has dozens of types, why take just 1 and 3 when you might need 10? You might need collagen type 8 or 22. Each of those collagen types has an effect on an area of the body, which is why we highly recommend consuming a collagen with multiple types from multiple food sources, not simply one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize this. Close to 30 types of collagens out there. And when you haven't broken down, like you were talking about gelatin, it's got the difference really is breaking it down into smaller chains. Those are those peptides that people are talking about, and they're more easily absorbed. So you guys were one of the first, if not the first big company there to come out with a multi-sourced form. I think some other companies are starting to copy now, but you also
just a few.
But you also do a little fermenting process there too that releases some of that, correct? Am I right on that?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a key ingredient that is actually the membrane that separates an eggshell from the egg. And we work directly with the family of the inventor of this ingredient. An inventor, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, right? And so this is a family who was in the egg business. They actually would operate what you call an egg breaker. So they would sell egg yolk, egg whites, egg shells. Right. And the only thing they threw away was this eggshell membrane, which we've all seen when we crack eggs. When it was analyzed, it was determined to have what we call glycosaminoglycan, chondroitin, glucosamine, hyaluronic acid. And this gentleman he put the eggshell membrane after he collected it into an oven to dry it and started consuming it and had good results. But it was difficult to absorb. And so they began to seek ways to make it more absorbable. And so I got to know this family or the developer of this eggshell membrane, but I also knew a scientist back from my days when I was battling Crohn's disease, which would have been now 28 years ago. Mm. When I was 19, there was a scientist who developed a fermentation process whereby bacteria and yeast would break down animal products, particularly proteins, into their peptide chains and create partially hydrolyzed proteins that were bioactive in the gut. And that same sort of technology that was used in certain animal products was applied to eggshell membrane and what we call our fermented eggshell membrane collagen that is the key ingredient in all of our collagen formulas was born. And so it really was based on 28 years of at least my knowledge where two individuals, one developed a really great probiotic culture and the other had found a what we now call an upcycled discarded compound that actually could provide great results. And so we've had clinical studies over the years to show that this amazing eggshell membrane collagen is beneficial for healthy individuals, which it's easier to talk about in the supplement world, healthy individuals dealing with joint discomfort, dealing with soreness, dealing with immobility, et cetera. In fact, amazing results with post-exercise soreness showing a decrease of over 50% in one day. So for those people who, let's say you exercise, or even if you're just semi-active, or you get sore joints from walking up the steps, mm-hmm. all of that would apply where I believe you're triggering your body's self-repair mechanism. And the way it works, Jim, is that there's an enzyme called CTX2 that degrades collagen. And it is believed that the fermented eggshell membrane collagen helps to pause or stop that enzyme from doing damage. So every day when you're, you know, awake and sleeping, this CX2 enzyme could be in your body and causing your collagen to break down. And so what we believe this fermented eggshell membrane does, it slows or stops that, which allows your body to continue the process of building. And so while this doesn't, quote, build collagen, it allows or triggers the body's self-repair mechanism, which is really, really important.
Wow, that's fascinating, really. I just did a show on enzymes in general, just from an enzyme company, and we only talked about the good parts of enzymes, but there are enzymes in the body that do other things, too, that can cause some harm and aging and things like that. So this sounds like a good alternative to this. The benefits of the collagen, I was telling folks, Jordan, right before we got on, how I've been taking it for a couple of years now, and I put it in my morning coffee there, and I've been taking now also another dose at night because it seems to help with sleep. There might be the glycine amino acid in there, and that's been shown to help improve sleep.
Jim, one thing that's interesting, and you and I have been around quite some time in the space, and we've seen products come through various channels, but I don't know if you remember, there was research done on collagen. I want to say it was 30 years ago because I was a teenager, and there was a particular product that they fed to animals, and I want to say it was in the poultry industry, and they saw when you fed this type of collagen at night, not only would it help support healthy sleep, but it would cause appetite suppression and even weight loss. And so I'm not going to mention the name, but it was an extremely popular network marketing product for a period of time. And all it was a liquid hydrolyzed collagen.
Yes, I remember.
And when taking it at night, right. It helped. And it was a sensation for a very short period of time.
Right.
But it was based on a lot of history within the animal industry. And it showed that consuming collagen on an empty stomach prior to bed would have really good effects. And I think we all know that if you sleep better, you have less cravings for junk food, your blood sugar is more stable. So I think the bottom line is this: I am not someone who wants to talk about a miracle product, although I'm guessing I was on your show 20 years ago, if it's been on that long, talking about products that some people would say produced amazing or miraculous results. I look at vitamins, minerals, supplements in general as ingredients that are missing from our diet. And it is clear today that we consume far too high a percentage of muscle building proteins, which you can get from meat, dairy, eggs, and fruits and vegetables to some extent.
Right.
Whereas connective tissue proteins, which are primarily found in joints, ligaments, tendons, skin of animals, we don't eat broth. We don't consume anymore. And when I look at my grandmother, who's long passed away now, but when I look at and think about what she used to serve us with roast chicken, and then I would go in the kitchen even as a young child, and she'd be gnawing on the bones and eating, you know, the fragments of the carcass. And of course she'd make chicken soup as any good Jewish grandmother would. But right. I remember asking why she did that. Well, first of all, she's in the kitchen hiding because she doesn't want us to see her doing that because it's not considered, you know, polite. Everybody's eating, you know, the right. the chicken breast and a little bit of the thigh meat. But she was the youngest of eight children. They didn't have a lot of money in Eastern Europe, and she ate last. And so she needed to learn how to eat the carcass, the joints, ligaments, tendons, the schmaltz, the gribbiness, all that stuff that you would get, the skin, of course, rendered skin. So, and she had great posture and great bone strength throughout her life, even though she came to the U.S. when she was 13 and ate pretty much junk food from that time on, because that isn't what she got in Poland and Ukraine and the areas where she's from. But the bottom line is this: when you eat an animal, you're supposed to get a certain percentage of collagen or connective tissue, a certain percentage of muscle meat, and a certain percentage of organs. Mm-hmm. And this is all out of whack for us. And so collagen is not a miracle. It's missing. The same way vitamin D is to someone who lives in Washington coming out of a cold winter with no UV radiation. Mm-hmm. So when people, and we get testimonials, Jim, we have thousands of five-star testimonials. And ratings, but when you get those, it's no wonder why this is such an amazing missing element to our diet. I'm glad it's become popular. I think it's been a little sensationalized, but for multi-collagen protein and its many forms, our goal is to deliver the one-stop shop for collagen, all that you would need from multiple sources for whole body health. And one key ingredient that's proprietary to us that is five human clinical studies, and we're really excited about the amazing results people get, and it's a one of a kind product.
I was telling Jordan my nails are like I have to cut them every 3 days. That's I never in my life had to do that before, so it's definitely a noticeable improvement. And folks, if you're going to take some collagen, give it a few months. You know, it's not for some people they notice it quicker, but it is a food in a sense, and it might take a little while to start seeing the benefits, people with their hair, their joint, their skin, all that kind of good stuff. So I appreciate the product and what Jordan and Dr. Axe has done with that. Speaking of which, recently you came out with organ supplements there too. And I'm a big fan of that. I try to have some liver once a week and try to get some heart and things like that going on. But it can be time consuming and some people don't like the house in that odor coming from the kitchen kind of thing. And I found it's just a great idea that you guys came out with organs in a pill form in a powdered encapsulated powder there. That was a great idea as well, and that's become pretty big right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, I've been pushing for this for so long. And we talked about how gelatin, which is the main, I'll call it pre-ingredient of collagen peptides, mm-hmm. how that was one of the first products in health food stores. It is indisputable that liver was one of the first health food store supplements. If you could make five, that was one. It was the original bodybuilding supplement. And we're talking back to sort of Vince Gironda days and Rio Blair and some of those guys who were before my time, but I studied them. They would recommend glandulars. We know that Gerson therapy, which has been used for a very long time, they recommended raw liver. I have a grandmother, my paternal grandmother, who's no longer with us. She had pernicious anemia as a child. And this is a crazy story. In the hospital, this was probably, I'm thinking 1930s, in the hospital, they gave her raw liver for her chronic B12 deficiency. Actually, it was acute B12 deficiency at the time. Mm-hmm. So we have completely lost our way when it comes to organs. Animals, predator animals, know that the organs are the most important nutritious part. Native Americans, Aboriginal Australians, you know, you name it, they would hunt and they would eat the organs or glands. And so what could be more ancient than that? So, but we didn't want to just create any old organ supplement. We found what we believe to be some of the greatest sources on the planet, from Icelandic sheep, which actually roam free and wild before they're harvested. They've been doing so since 874, not 1874. Yeah, right. We've got bovine glandulars or organs from Argentina, which are grass-fed. And then, Jim, I did some research years ago to determine the elements that were part of an ancestral human diet. And I learned or relearned that we have six biological kingdoms that the creation's broken down into. I'm not going to get into a fifth grade science lesson here, but I decided to not just have organs, but to add certain components from these other kingdoms, which would be bacteria or probiotic. There would be animal, which you've got your organs. There would be plants. So we're using some complementary blood building plants such as beet and in the liver formula, milk thistle, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We also know that there's a protist kingdom, and that would be where your enzymes and your microalgae would be. So you'll see spirulina, you'll see lipase to help also break down the glands. And then there's this, I would say, often forgotten, there's fungi. So we've got medicinal mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And then there's this often forgotten kingdom called archaea, which would be microbes that live in very harsh environments. So we actually use a shilajit extract where there's microorganisms that are found sort of in these oozing rock formations in Tibet that have very excellent benefits. And so our diets used to be comprised of these missing elements. And so our ancient glandulars or organs, which come in, we got a liver, we've got multi-organ, we've got men's vital or a male performance and women's vitality. They're all amazing. I take male performance. My wife takes women's vitality. I'm not going to let her know this, but I spike her with a few extra women's vitality every now and then. Honestly, as we age, and look, I was a lot younger when I did our first interview. You may have aged as well, but I think I've got kids now that are running circles around me and insist they're much stronger than me. And my 18-year-old son is going to play college football. I can handle that. But when my 15-year-old daughter, who's a basketball player, a coming freshman, insists that she deadlifts more than me, I got to figure something out. So these organs, honestly, they become some of our most experiential products. Right. And we're having a hard time keeping these in stock. The sourcing is, you know, it is pristine. And people have noticed the biggest difference, I think, with these products in a number of days than anything I've been a part of.
Well, I was taking the male vitality organ, and I'm between girlfriends now, so I switched back to just the the multi one.
Probably a smart idea.
And folks, remember, you go to hollyhillvitamins.com and see some of these products. You can also go to ancientnutrition.com and get some more information there too. And in a little bit, I just want to talk a little bit about regenerative farming there too. I think that's such a cool thing. And I first heard about that a couple of years ago at one of the expos. But I want to go on just a couple of more products here, Vaish, I thought were really interesting. The soil-based organisms, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, really started your career about 20 some odd years ago in the health industry, the thing that kind of helped you overcome some devastating problems you had. If people must have heard of the Maker's Diet or have seen Jordan on television a number of times and in a lot of interviews. Now it looks like you're, 2.0 here on the SBOs, the soil-based organisms. If you can talk a little bit, and I know you have a new book about too, which I want you to mention. Can you talk a little bit soil-based organisms? I think a lot of the audience out there may have heard of it, but not many people are clear about it. They all know about probiotics, but this goes a little step beyond. So I'd like you to discuss that a little.
Absolutely. I think what's old again is new again. We've talked about that before, but you're absolutely right, Jim. I started my career in this space in 1997 and really from a product launch, if you call it that, 1998. And for the last 25 years, really, if you count my major illness, which we don't have time to get into that, but I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease and multiple illnesses, which caused me to go to 104 pounds in a wheelchair when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. And if you're interested, if you just go on a Google search and type my name in, Jordan Rubin, in images, you'll see a before and after photo. And that's undoubtedly our first interview was about that, Jim, which right. could have been, as I said, a very long time ago.
Right.
So for 25 years, I've been recommending and formulating the best probiotics that I know of called soil-based organisms or SBOs. And I've been consuming them for, I guess, now 29 years. And I wouldn't be without them. If I travel overseas, I double up. And the bottom line is this. Probiotics are important in your gut. We've been trying to find ways to get probiotics to work in your body by taking them orally. If they come from a refrigerator, need refrigeration, or are too fragile to sit at room temperature, that's a bad sign because our body's 98.6 degrees on average, and it just never made sense to me.
Right.
And especially during my illness, I tried 30 different probiotic products, bottles a day, not capsules. But when I introduced soil-based organisms, which are clearly one of two, one of three missing elements in our soil that we absolutely need, it made a difference. And today, and I'll tie it back to regenerative farming, we use soil-based organisms for in our livestock, on our soils and our fields to make plants healthier and more robust. And they're supposed to be transferred to humans to eat close to the ground. So Jim, this is hot off the presses. I was just talking to our director of agriculture on our Missouri farm, and there was an outbreak of a bacteria within our chickens, ducks, and turkeys. And it's awful. We lost, I think, 199 birds over the last 2 days. We don't know exactly what it is, but here's what we're doing. We are diluting soil-based organisms, the same ingredients we use in our formulas. We're going to spray it on the field because I found research just in minutes of soil-based organisms having an effect on the toxins created by a powerful pathogen. So when you take soil-based organisms, they're protected with a shield. They go into your gut. They create this zone of inhibition against bad guys. They create enzymes to help you break down your food. They stimulate your immune system. And we'll talk about this on another show, Jim, but we just developed last year a new probiotic that we screened out of 1,300 candidates that not only helps you digest proteins and fats, likely helps you break down gluten, but it's the first probiotic we know of that creates cellulase in the body, which is a plant fiber digesting enzyme.
Yeah.
And it increases the absorption of plant protein multifold, not to mention we're seeing in laboratory studies that it helps create intracellular antioxidants, glutathione, catalase, and SOD. So we're excited about this. It's in our new SBO probiotic Trinity, and it will soon be in all of our SBO probiotics, which, by the way, are featured in a Women's World article this month on the newsstands, if there is such a thing as a newsstand. My business partner, Dr. Axe, is on the front cover, and it's a great article on research when you combine walking and probiotics, how you can actually lose weight.
Gee. So go out and eat some dirt, right, Jordan? I mean, that's a... Wasn't that one of your books?
That is absolutely.
Oh, was that Josh's
book? Well, Josh's book is Eat Dirt. My first booklet was Beyond Probiotics. And it's obviously we had t-shirts that said Eat Dirt. And if you want to be healthy, you know, want to be clean, get dirty. And so Josh actually learned all of that, you know, from our work. And that was his first book was Eat Dirt that delved into the topic. But the bottom line is we've never been more sanitized. We've never been more hygienic.
Right.
We have lost our connection to the planet. Mm-hmm. And there's so many benefits from gardening. This morning I was out walking barefoot on the grass while my son was running up hills. You know, that's my version. I'm like, I'm not exercising, but I am practicing therapy. But there's something to this. And I believe the daily consumption of SBO probiotics is like a security system for your body, if you think about that. It is just an amazing, I would say, irreplaceable element to my diet, and it should be yours too. And so go to Holly Hill, visit Holly Hill online. If you've taken probiotics before and they haven't really done much, with SBO probiotics, you're in for a treat because you will feel the benefits. They're so powerful, Jim, that in the manufacturing of SBOs, we actually boil the probiotics so that we can boil off what we would call vegetative cells that are active. We want the cells to be coated in these shields or spores to get to the gut where they belong.
Well, yeah. I mean, when's the book coming out on that?
It is out right now.
So it's out
Probiotic
right now.
Diet okay. is my probiotic brand new diet. Book,
okay.
And it is available Everyone says available wherever books are sold. I can't say that, but it's available on Amazon and it's available in some places that books are sold.
Yeah.
But it's a probiotic diet, how good germs create great health.
There you go. My new book, Talk Dirty, is coming out soon, Jordan. So,
I thought you were off the ancient nutrition male performance for me.
Yeah, that's so, right.
I don't know.
All right, and another exciting product that came out recently, and kudos to you for coming out with a gummy version of some greens. I thought that was pretty awesome there, and they actually taste good there too. It's I'm not a big gummy fan, but hey, if this is a way for some people who don't eat their fruits and vegetables, don't want to bother with mixing in some water or something like that, to take it in a gummy form, that's pretty cool. So the greens are a pretty cool thing.
Yes. Well, I believe it or not, even though we formulate and manufacture gummies, I'm not a big gummy fan either, from the standpoint of a challenge getting enough active ingredient in a product.
True,
however, the gummies that we offer are not. That's not the case. We have a collagen peptides gummy that's amazing with clinically studied dosage. We have SBO probiotics gummy. And then now we have a herbal cider vinegar gummy, which is a whole separate product category with ingredients grown from our farms. And then we've got our organic super greens gummy, which is the first organic fruit and vegetable gummy that I know of. And we have our organic super greens and powder and tablets. It's our fastest growing sector. And you'll probably remember this. It was the second product I ever formulated at my previous company in 99 was a green food. So it's got a long history between me and greens. And that's a category where it's so important. You can replace or at least get vegetable and fruit juice into your daily diet. We have 25 superfoods, including mushrooms we grow on our own farm, probiotic, exotic superfoods like noni and goji. You've got chlorophyll, which is the green pigment that is so similar to human blood. And we've introduced multiple green foods, including our latest, which is an organic super greens plus organic collagen, first of its kind, vegetarian, by the way, not vegan, but we use our eggshell membrane collagen. And then probably my favorite, in powder and tablets, organic super greens plus organic multivitamin in one. Never been introduced before. We're so excited about that product. It's a great way to get 25 superfoods, 22 vitamins and minerals, certified organic, really, really awesome, and has ingredients grown on our farms right in the products, which is super exciting for us.
Oh, you can't do better. Remember, folks, go to hollyhillvitamins.com. You can use the code REGENERATIVE, and you'll have to figure out how to spell it because I'm not that good. Anything over three syllables, I get a little flustered. And also go to ancientnutrition.com to find out more information. Let's talk a little bit about regenerative agriculture. I sat in, I think, at the expo in Baltimore about 4 or 5 years ago, and they had a whole thing on regenerative. I said, I'd never even heard this word when it comes to farming. I know, talk about your farm a little bit and what you do there, and how would you define regenerative?
Absolutely. We've been practicing regenerative agriculture since 2009. That was the first time I purchased land and started farming. And as you know, Jim, you and I have talked about in the past, I have visited and purchased from local farms, supported local farms for many years prior to that, starting with the Maker's Diet in 2003, 2004, it's been a passion of mine to support local farmers. Mm-hmm. Regenerative agriculture is simply leaving the ecosystem, or we could say the land, better than when you found it. I know that's cliche, but it's a way to transform something that's dead into something that's alive. And so at Ancient Nutrition, while we've been blessed to have Dr. Axe and myself sharing the word, being serving as educators, the spokesperson of our company is what we call our RANCH project. It stands for Regenerative Agriculture, Nutrition, Climate, Health. It is a way to save the world with superfoods, heal the planet, feed the world, transform health. We have two farms that we operate, one in Tennessee and one in Missouri. They're both regenerative organic certified organic, and they are absolutely amazing in their ability to provide ingredients that are now going in our Ancient Nutrition products. So these farms are demonstration farms. They're training organizations, and we're trying to build topsoil and transform soil health, take animal welfare standards to the next level, and we are operating in the highest level of farmer fairness, which means paying our farmers a living wage, not simply a minimum wage, so that we can attract more young, passionate people to become farmers mm-hmm. as their for their vocation instead of working at a retail store or whatever. And I can tell you, Jim, with what we've been through the last few years, I think people are going to start turning in their Harvard diplomas for shovels. Although I don't want you to shovel too much because they're going to disrupt some of the carbon cycling. But we have 4,000 acres regenerative organic certified in our, on our Missouri farm. We actually have a regenerative organic certified manufacturing facility right in the middle where we're creating soon to be, I'll give you a teaser, Jim, because I don't know when we'll get back on, back together.
Right.
But we're introducing in the fall the first ever regenerative organic certified supplement line, which we're excited. And I'm sure that we'll be sharing that with Holly Hill Health Foods very soon. We've been working on this for years. It's a labor of love, but it will help take the industry to the next level to where you can buy a product and literally know that a tree is being planted as a result, soil is being built, and we can be part of the solution because as things stand now, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are going to have some serious challenges with eating if we don't change the way we farm. So regenerative organic certified, the message really is farm like your life depends on it. And that's kind of how we roll. And I'm not at our farms every day, but I never want to leave and I never feel like I get enough time, but I'll be at our Missouri farm all next week. I was at our Tennessee farm multiple times the last few weeks. And it, just watching regeneration happen, watching something dead come alive, watching the soil be so much healthier and more fertile to create better food, watching the animals get healthier, it truly is amazing. And it connects us back to our agrarian roots. And so if you want more information, you can go to ancientnutrition.com and click on the Ranch Project icon, or there's a ranchproject.com website. But we're super passionate about healing the planet around here.
Gee, leave room for me in the barn there somewhere. I'd love to do that. I want to retire and just go live in Jordan's barn, folks. That's my goal in life here. Well, what's next for you? Where are you opening up on any more places, farms? I know you're coming out with that. We just came out with that new probiotic, and what's the future there?
Well, I don't have specific plans for a new farm, although we are in discussions about a tropical location, potentially in Costa Rica. We grow indoor tropical plants in Tennessee and Missouri, but there's only so much scalability when you're having greenhouses and having to heat them and keep them away from the elements. And so I have kind of dreams of having something tropical because then we could produce virtually anything we wanted outdoors between Missouri, Tennessee, and call it Costa Rica. So we're open to Hawaii if anyone's listening and wants to talk. But farming, we have a 14-year research project, Jim, in partnership with Rodale Institute, which is not far from your
us.
Neck of the
yeah,
woods, so
right.
to speak. And
yeah.
They're our research partners. We have Rodale scientists and technicians on site full time doing thousands of tests. So we have a 14-year study on transforming the entire ecosystem, soil, animals, people. We're just completed year one. So we're in it for the long haul and we got lots of great products coming out in the fall and in January. You will personally love them just based on my knowledge of what you like, Jim. But we're always trying to innovate and create solutions for the growing number of health challenges on this planet. It's what drives us. And when we have a name, Ancient Nutrition, it gives us a lot of latitude to look at what our ancestors used to eat, what's missing from our diet today, and try to create supplements that will meet those needs.
Jordan, I just want to thank you. A lot of us talk about helping people, helping the earth, and you're doing both. And I applaud you for that. And it takes a certain type of person to do the work that you do. And I know you're passionate about it. And, just my thanks. And I hope the humanity's thanks you as well. It's just been a great inspiration for me and a lot of people. So thank you for doing the show as well.
Thank you so much. I look forward to catching up with you again in the future and hearing how you enjoy our glandulars and other products.
All right. All right, folks. That's it, Jordan Rubin. Pick up his new book and check him out. Again, you see him on television a lot of times talking about health and regenerative farming. And, come to hollyhillvitamins.com and check out his products. They're really worth the money. All right, guys, that's it. Please subscribe to the channel so you can get our latest episodes. And if you want to contact me with any questions or comments, try jimwilkcnc@gmail.com. Thanks again.